For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood with your South Carolina News headlines. The South Carolina Senate has passed the state's $8 billion budget for the next fiscal year. Senators voted 37-4 on Thursday to approve the spending plan. The bill will likely go to a committee of House and Senate members to work out the differences between the chambers unless the House agrees with the Senate's proposal. And a raid on the office of President Donald Trump's personal lawyer has renewed talk that the president is ready to fire the special prosecutor charged with investigating election interference. Earlier this week, the New York Times reported that the FBI had raided the office of Michael Cohen. The news reignited debate over whether Congress needed to pass a law to protect Special Counsel Robert Mueller and his investigation. Appearing on The View yesterday, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott said he thinks there is veto-proof support for a bill in Congress.
There's a two-thirds majority, at least in both bodies, perhaps a three-quarters majority, who want this investigation to be completed. So I believe that we'll finish the investigation. If there was ever a need for us to have the three-quarters invoke our privilege and responsibility as lawmakers, we would have that as well.
Scott said it is in the public's best interest to let the investigation run its course. And those are your news headlines from South Carolina Public Radio. I'm Tut Underwood.